This goes to Cheryl Young, Y-O-U-N-G, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Karen with a K, Ackerson, A-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth 7/22/1945. Dear Miss Young, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ackerson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. Since that time, she developed a severe pain and cramping in her right calf. And following that episode, she was unable to dorsiflex her right ankle and actually had several falls and fell. Now she is actually wearing a right ankle AF, like Frank O, brace when she walks, and she sees a neurologist at Michigan State University for ongoing testing. She's had EMG done of the right lower extremity, and also will be having MRI testing of hip, knee on the right, and lumbar spine soon. She has lost 7 pounds since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Her edema of the lower extremities is improved, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. I want to highlight the methotrexate. She takes 2.5 milligram, 3 tablets once a week. The EVOXAC, 30 milligram, 3 times a day. She takes C, I, M like Mary, Z like zebra, I, A, subcutaneously, 400 milligrams subcutaneously once a month. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. She's not been using the hydrochlorothiazide because she has an overactive bladder and it causes too much urination, she states. And magnesium, 250 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse 67 and regular, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, and the AFO is in place on the right lower extremity. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 30th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.75, slightly higher than previous levels, with an estimated GFR of 30. She has been as high as 1.98 back in 2015, and she does fluctuate between 1.98 at the highest, and the lowest we've seen creatinine level was 1.42 back in 2023. So she does fluctuate quite regularly. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin is 3.6. Hemoglobin, 11.0. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. No indication for dialysis, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension. She has stopped the hydrochlorothiazide due to excessive urination. I've asked her to check blood pressures at home with the goal being 130 to 140 over 80 and to follow a low-salt diet. And 3, rheumatoid arthritis without flare-up. And we will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.